doesn't even require a constitutional amendment to fix this problem in its first important step by changing the way elections are funded. And if we could begin to give people a sense of how it could be done, you know, Harvey Milk's phrase, just give them hope, but give them hope that there's a way that this can be done, we could unleash incredible passion and energy to try to bring about this kind of reform. And that's what really sparked the idea of May Day, which was, you know, what if we put together a super PAC powerful enough to win a Congress committed to fundamental reform in a very short time? We want to do it by 2016. And, you know, people said, well, how are people going to believe in such a super PAC? Why would you think you could raise the kind of money? So we set ourselves a series of targets. We said, okay, let's do the first impossible task. Let's raise $1 million in 30 days. When we announced that, people said I was crazy. It could never be done. But we did it in 13 days. And then that $1 million got matched by six people who committed $1 million. So we had $2 million. Then I said we're going to raise $5 million in 30 days. And again, people said that would be impossible. All the people who said that the $1 million was impossible turned around and said, okay, no, I knew you could do the million, but you can't possibly do the $5 million. But again, on the last day, 9 o'clock Eastern time on July 4th, we crossed the $5 million mark, and I'm in the process now of trying to get that $5 million matched too. And the point for these campaigns was to raise enough money to run pilot campaigns in 5 to 8 races to demonstrate that indeed, if you talked about this issue in the right way, voters would vote on the basis of this issue.